And so, dear Anna, her rejection of his suit was made known through my Uncle Antony. But unfortunately, Mr. Lovelace saw fit to seek another visit with my papa and mamma.
It is thoughtful of you to call again, Mr. Lovelace, and I am sorry that our dear Bella has... Well, I am sorry for it.
Lady Harlow, you are very kind.
Joseph!
Yes, Lady Harlow?
Would you fetch Mr. Lovelace's hat and coat?
Of course, Lady Harlow.
It is of utmost importance to myself to know that I am still a welcome visitor here, and that I have not offended you in any manner.
As if you could. Clarissa!
I'm just on my way to the Ivy Summer House, Mama.
Clarissa, please do me the courtesy of meeting our guest, Mr. Lovelace. He is about to leave.
I just have some accounts to finish.
Clarissa!
Sorry, Mama.
She is our youngest child, Mr. Lovelace. A more virtuous and gentle young woman you are unlikely to find. This is Mr. Lovelace, Clarissa.
Good afternoon, Miss Harlow.
Mr. Lovelace.
It is a splendid afternoon, is it not?
One of the best autumn can offer.
One of the very best.
You are leaving us?
Your hat and coat, sir.
Thank you, Joseph.
You are leaving?
Yes, but I hope to return soon.
Yes.
Lady Harlow. Miss Harlow. How hard it is to go.
Well, then, you must come again soon, Mr. Lovelace.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
I think you have made quite an impression, Clary. But they call him something, don't they?
Do they, Mama?
What is it? A liver. A liver something. Livertine. Lepertine. Oh, no, that's not it. Do you know what it is, Clary? Clary, where are you going?
To finish my accounts.
Still, you would look most handsome.
Who would?
You and... What do they call him?
I don't know, Mama. I will take tea with you later. I'm going to the Ivy House.